Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Private Officer Beat Radio with Rick McCann at the microphone. This morning, we do have to start with an emergency alert. A civil unrest alert is now in effect for our country nationwide once again after the release of the violent attack on Tyre Nichols. According to the alert, Memphis police stopped a suspicious vehicle for a minor traffic infraction earlier this month. The video shows that police tried to pull him out of the vehicle after he refused to cooperate. Nichols took off from police and they chased him down using tasers and physical restraint techniques, but they continued to beat upon him after he was handcuffed and taken into custody, and it led to his death on Friday this past weekend. Law enforcement in Memphis released the entire videos of that scenario, that incident, leading right up to the final death of Nichols. Now, across the country, we once again are experiencing George Floyd level protests and riots. Violent protests have already been reported in more than 40 different locations. The violent attacks have led to assaults on dozens of law enforcement, and Private Officer International has confirmed that at least 3 security officers have been assaulted over the weekend. A security officer was found dead in Kentucky. We have not linked this to the protest, but that is a true possibility. During the protests of George Floyd, we had 5 security officer murders and dozens of assaults. Currently, dozens of buildings have already been set afire. Some major interstates, including I-40, were shut down by numerous violent protests. Police report some of those involved were armed. Violent attacks also being reported in cities. Destruction, once again, of buildings, burglaries, vandalisms, and thefts. Governors in some states have put their National Guard on standby, while others have already activated them. In Georgia, 1,000 National Guard troops are now out and on active duty. Confirmed reports of security officers injured, assaulted in Arkansas, Tennessee, and New York City so far. We believe that those numbers and locations will increase today as we look at the incoming news feeds. During the George Floyd protest, we know that more than 5 dozen security officers were injured and dozens and maybe even hundreds more assaulted. 5 security officers were murdered, including a retired police officer on security duty of a retail store and a federal courthouse security officer who was gunned down in a drive-by shooting. During the previous riots, protesters converged on malls, shopping centers. They shut down retail facilities. Please, if you have any of these as clients, put them on high alert. Move in more security and law enforcement personnel. Don't allow any standalone or one officer accounts, especially in high targeted area. We know that in previous riots, attacks on police stations were numerous, including firebombings of buildings and police vehicles, courthouses, federal buildings, and other government facilities, often under the protection of contract security. It's absolutely imperative that you add additional armed security personnel to all high-value targets, shopping malls, and downtown business districts that you might be patrolling, some already experiencing the arson and vandalism and burglaries, as I just stated. Please do not allow unarmed security officers to patrol downtown businesses or entertainment districts, retail businesses, and that includes shopping centers and malls, police precincts or police stations where they often contract security for access control, courts, or other known possible targets. We know by studying previous intelligence from the George Floyd riots that went on for close to 2 years that these are going to be high target, but there may be other locations on the radar of the new protesters and rioters. Remember, there's only one thing that separates protesters from rioters, and that's violence. Protesters who walk, chant, hold signs, that's all well within reason and within their right. But once they cross the line to violence, whether that be property, vandalism, destruction, burglary, theft, arson, or assault, we have rioters, and that's criminal, and they should be prosecuted. Immediately report all suspicious vehicles, persons, activities to local police. During the George Floyd riots, it was because of alert security personnel that spotted vehicles in parking lots unloading duffel bags and large containers. They were able to notify police of this suspicious activity. Police recovered weapons, frozen water bottles used as weapons against law enforcement, and other items, making numerous arrests. Please contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com with any information on protests, riots, damage, or known security officer attacks in your area. This should not be taken lightly. We know from not only the George Floyd riots, but the previous riots that started in Missouri over 10 years ago, that these can become violent very quickly, and people can get trapped within that area of violence and unable to escape. We've had numerous security officers over the last 10 years or so that have been trapped downtown in buildings, college, universities, unarmed, campus security officer, unable to escape. We do not want to see a repeat of what has happened continuously. We have had numerous security officers seriously injured at malls during these protests where they take over the mall with hundreds of people. This should not be taken lightly. It is extremely serious. It could lead to serious injury and death. Although we're not too concerned about property damage, we are definitely concerned about life. If you have any information, if you see anything in your area, please send us any type of video or photos, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Remember, this is just the beginning of what federal authorities believe will last probably the year long. We will now break, go to our break here. We'll return with more here on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
Are cracking down on seatbelt violations. Buckle up day and night or expect a ticket. It doesn't matter who you are or where you live, they'll be on the lookout. Cops write tickets to save lives. Click it for ticket.
What a child will grow up to be. It's one of the coolest things about kids. The unknown. The potential. The chance to do or become whatever they can imagine. But what if something happens during childhood that stops them from reaching that potential? Did you know that preventable injuries are the number one killer of children in the United States? And around the world, one child dies from a preventable injury every 30 seconds. But the important thing to remember about preventable injuries is that they're preventable. We can do something to stop them. Things to make sure kids get the chance to be creative and play. The chance to take chances and explore. The chance to fall down and get back up. Help us give your kid, and every kid, the chance to grow up, reach their potential, and become whatever they can imagine. Learn how at SaveKids.org.
All right, good morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio, a production of Blue Ram Media Group, LLC, and Private Officer International. Unfortunately, we start the program off with that civil unrest alert. It is my understanding that there has been quite a bit of damage from this civil unrest already. We know that several governors have activated National Guard and others have put them on standby. We also have received alerts from Homeland Security and other law enforcement organizations with what's happening and what they forecast to happen in the upcoming days and weeks. And we hope that if you're listening to our show today, that you take this very serious, as we have said in the alert. History has shown us during previous protests and riots that they attack security as frequently, if not more frequently, than law enforcement. They do a lot of damage, firebombing. Many have firearms, and according to the alerts that I've seen personally, law enforcement expects that this will rise to the level of George Floyd riots or even beyond. During those, we had 5 security officers murdered, dozens and dozens assaulted and injured, and a lot of property damage. So please be on heightened alert. It does not matter if you live in small town USA or metropolitan USA, because these things have occurred in small areas and large metropolitan areas. And in fact, in some cases, groups targeted smaller communities because they knew they did not have the law enforcement resources that larger areas had. Expect the unexpected. Prepare. Be diligent. Be aware. Situational awareness, of course, is going to be top priority now, as it really always should, but definitely in this heightened stage, and just stay safe. Do not, this is my recommendation, do not go to a job site where you know has had previous violent actions during this type of protest or situation, unless you have multiple officers. If you're a company supervisor, manager, or owner, you really need to be putting your employees' lives first and not profit, and you definitely should be taking things as serious as possible. In other news, when I come back from our second break here, I want to talk about death in the overnight hours. Another security officer found murdered who had been laying there for hours. No one knew, no one saw, no one reported. We have a lot of things to talk about today. We have a lot of breaking news. I'll be telling you about some new training coming up. And also, we're going to have another civilian police academy. We'll be announcing that today. and some other things happening here at Private Officer International. Remember that you can check out our social media 24/7 at facebook.com/Private Officer International, twitter.com/Private Officer. Read our breaking news 24/7. It's always fresh, never stale, at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. And go to our website at privateofficer.org to sign up to become a member. Or if you are interested in taking some of our in-person or online training, go to armorcollege.org. Right now we have openings for the new Command Staff College as well as the Private Law Enforcement Academy that is happening in March in Fairfax County, Virginia. You can read all about that on Armor College website. You're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector, and we'll be right back. If you're not already receiving breaking news and our bi-weekly newsletter, Officer Don reports, and discount training news in your personal or business email, then go to our website right now at privateofficer.org. privateofficer.org. A Dropbox will come down. Just fill out your info and you'll be the first, one of the first for sure, to know about what's happening in the security industry. You'll know when a security officer is killed. You'll also get these great discounts on training and equipment and so much more. privateofficer.org. And if you're not already a member of the Private Officer International Association, sign up while you're there today. Become a lifetime member for just $99, and we'll also include a free Private Officer International patch and lapel pin. Hey everyone, you're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector right here on the Private Officer Radio Network. Now don't go away, because we are coming right back when we've got a whole lot more right here on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
Life is precious. Ask any of these people. They've been given a second chance at life through organ and tissue donation. But there are more than 84,000 Americans waiting for life-saving transplants. 17 people die every day waiting. I didn't know this until I lost my best friend, Lyric. She gave the gift of life to 5 people. That's why I've become an organ donor, too. One decision saves so many lives. Donate life.
This morning, we have immediate breaking news that has come into our office just within the last hour. 5 shootings over the weekend has left 2 security officers in critical condition, 2 others injured and recuperating. A 3rd security officer at this time has minor injuries. 3 of these shootings occurring at nightclubs, 1 in San Antonio, where the security officer is in very critical condition, 1 occurring in Buffalo, New York. The security officer is in stable, but is hospitalized condition. Columbus, Ohio, the security officer there is in very critical condition. And 2 other security officers also shot over the weekend. At this time, we are also checking a fatality that has been reported. It is at this time not confirmed. We do know that this was reported to be at an apartment complex. We'll bring you more information as we get it. If we don't receive that information before going off air, we'll send that out as a news alert in our email sometime later today.
Human trafficking is slavery.
And it happens all over America.
Any child, any woman, any man could potentially become a victim of human trafficking.
I am a victim of labor trafficking.
I was victim of child sex trafficking. but now I own my body.
Human trafficking is any kind of forced labor.
It can happen to anybody.
I am a mother.
I am an author.
I am a son.
I'm an advocate.
I am an educator.
I'm a sister.
I am a brother.
I'm so much more than what happened to me.
I am strong.
I am brave.
I am outspoken.
I am compassionate.
I am a survivor.
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 I am a survivor of human trafficking.
Over the years, many security officers have been murdered in the overnight hours. And during the overnight hours, I'm a post where only the security officer is there, oftentimes with no communication other than a cell phone. The security officer lies dead in the place where he was killed, whether that's in the middle of the parking lot or in a building or someplace else. In recent years, a security officer at a construction site in Las Vegas was murdered during a theft. And as far as Las Vegas Metro Police could figure, he laid there for at least 9 hours dead before he was found in the early morning hours. At the Pimlico Raceway in Baltimore, Maryland, another unarmed security officer was murdered, and he laid there in the middle of a parking lot upwards of 12 hours before he was found. And just recently, the person charged in that murder, who has gone to trial 4 times, was just released and all charges vacated. They didn't have enough evidence to bring to trial. In Tennessee, a security officer about 5 or 6 years ago was murdered, and he laid there for a whole weekend without anyone noticing because no one was coming to work that weekend. We've had a situation in Kentucky where a security officer ran off a road and into a deep, deep pit, a mining area where the pit was full of water and he drowned. They didn't find him for more than 3 days because it was a holiday weekend. No one checked on him. He was working, I don't know if he worked the whole weekend. I don't know if the security officer didn't come to work that. I don't know all of the details. But he was there for a whole weekend before he was found, 3 days actually, before he was found. These are just some of the times when security officers are killed or die and are not recovered. They have no aid whatsoever for hours and hours and sometimes days and days. Now another murder in Kentucky, just outside of Louisville, where a security officer laid in the parking lot overnight, dead, shot multiple times, until a person leaving for work spotted a body. Well, that person called 911 saying they thought that it was a body. Didn't know what happened, of course. Police responded, and it was a uniformed security officer who was murdered. We have often talked about the very unique situations that security officers find themselves in. Most people don't work alone. Most people work with other employees, coworkers. You would never go into a Walmart and find one employee. Oh, you may not see a lot of employees these days on the, you know, on the floor, but someone's there. You would never go into a factory, even those who are mainly robotic in nature, without seeing people. And oftentimes, they have two-way radios. You would never see law enforcement, fire service, or EMS responding to a call by themselves with no two-way radio, no backup, no communications, no training, no firearms, no nada. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't see it. Why is it that here in our security industry, that it continues day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, that employers feel it's okay to put their security officers on a single-man post, a single-man assignment with no communication. Oh, well, he's got, he's got a cell phone. When you have someone shooting at you, you probably are not thinking about getting a cell phone. You're either thinking about defending yourself if you're armed or getting the heck out of there and hiding someplace. We put people out there all the time knowing that they are in harm's way and think nothing about it. We don't think twice. How many more times does this have to occur? How many more lives will be lost because employers are not thinking or they don't care? I personally have seen dozens and dozens and dozens, hundreds actually, security officer murders come through our office where they were alone and they were targets and they were victimized by their employer because they were left alone, no one checking on them. I recently had a conversation about a month or so ago with a security company, and he said, well, my security officers have two-way radios. And I said, well, that's great. Do you have a dispatch? Well, no, we don't, because they communicate back and forth. They keep in touch with each other. And I said, do they check on each other, what, every 15 minutes, every half hour, every hour? No, just they chit-chat back and forth. Sometimes they let the other security officers know that they're getting out to check on someone or that they've arrived for a patrol. But there's no set rules or protocols on what to do or how to do it as far as communicating. So what's the purpose of the radio? Is it being used more like a CB, like a citizen's band, like the old times when we had CBs and chit-chatted driving down the road? I really don't think that we take it serious. I don't think that we fully want to admit that we are putting them out there to, and, you know, really, there's no way to delicately say this. We're really putting them to slaughter. And I think in some cases, security companies should be held civilly and maybe even criminally responsible. Right now, we're living in a time like none other, and things are only getting worse and worse. I feel for the families of security officers when they're notified that their loved one who went to work just to make a paycheck, just to support the family, was murdered, was killed on the job. I feel for the security officer who's murdered because he didn't have proper training, he didn't have any backup, he didn't have communication, and really he was on his own. Our security officers today are SOL. Many, many police officers do get attacked, assaulted, shot, but guess what they have that other security officers don't have? Two-way radios, 24-hour backup, 24-hour dispatch. Being able to key the microphone and get help there quickly makes all the difference in the world. And yet, this is 2023, and very, very few security companies use 24-hour dispatch or two-way radio communication. What is the answer? What are we going to do? A security officer laying in the street, laying in the parking lot, laying in the building, murdered for hours and hours upon hours before being discovered? It's not right. It's not right in anybody's book. Why is it right in the book of private security? I'm getting disgusted and angrier the more that I see these situations. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Feel free to write. Give us your comments. How do we protect our people on the front line?
At Armor College, a public safety institute, we train those who help others. Paramedics and emergency medical technicians, firefighters, police officers, law enforcement, private security, bail enforcement, and those on the front line. Check us out today at armorcollege.org. A-R-M-O-U-R college.org. We'll even bring the school to you. Armor College, a public safety institute.
For some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, one in six children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to povertyusa.org today. Because one in six children in poverty is one too many. A message from the Catholic Campus.
In the news today, of course, always a lot of breaking news here at the POI News Desk in Georgia, Cairo, Georgia. Police there are investigating an on-duty death of a law enforcement officer. Police said that the officer was in some type of pursuit and has been found dead. Very few details. Cairo police are identifying the officer as Master Patrol Officer Clarence C.J. Williams. He joined the department in 2020. There's no official word on how he died, and that continues under investigation. In El Paso, Texas, a security guard has been arrested. This was involving a shooting at a nightclub. Chris Kane Spacrotelli, 24, is facing felony charges of deadly conduct and unlawful carrying of a firearm. Police say that he was involved in a confrontation with a person inside the nightclub that somehow spilled out into the parking lot. After a few more words, the security guard fatally shot the man. Another security officer shooting, this one in Buffalo, New York, a security officer on duty at the club Marcella was shot in a parking lot downtown Buffalo. Police have not released his name, but said that he is 36 years old and is in stable condition, currently hospitalized, no arrest there. A suspect was shot and killed also over the weekend. This occurred in San Antonio, Texas. A suspect came up to a nightclub and began shooting and did critically wound a security officer. A second security officer fired multiple rounds, killing the suspect. Police are not releasing the name of the suspect or the security officer. They do say, however, the shooting remains under investigation. A security officer has died after being brutally attacked. The security officer passed away on Thursday. According to law enforcement, no suspects are in custody. Colleges and universities across the country are having difficult times recruiting and retaining campus security officers and public safety. Similar fashion as to law enforcement, they say it began in 2020, and during the pandemic, it got worse. About 3.7 million workers voluntarily left their employment in October. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, colleges and universities say they need public safety and security personnel. At least 300,000 public school teachers and other staff also left K through 12 between February 2022 and May 2022. The Wall Street Journal said that safety is a predominant concern. In 2021, there were 249 shootings at schools compared with 17 in 1981. There's great concern throughout school systems of all grades. And at this time, really, there is no answer in sight. That is one of the areas, I'm sure, that if you are a security officer, if you have any type of qualifications, that you would be able to almost write your own check. Coming out of Everett, Washington this past week, Boeing and Allied Universal Security settled a lawsuit after a security officer said that she suffered multiple health issues due to chemicals being sprayed inside the hangar during construction. According to our notice, the lawsuit was settled over $100,000. The security officer at that time said that she had to quit because of the health issues. There was no protective gear. OSHA got involved, and now we have the settlement. An off-duty security officer was critically wounded in New York City. Police there say that he came to the aid of several people being robbed. The security officer's name has not been released, but he remains critical. Speaking about New York City, many neighborhoods there has opted to hire private security and off-duty police officers to slow violent crime. Law enforcement in the Big Apple is understaffed, as in many locations. Now residents of many of the close-knit communities have gotten together and decided to hire both off-duty law enforcement and private security at $45.10 an hour to patrol their communities. This is being done across the country, and I believe it will continue for quite some time. Coming out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, an armored truck there was robbed of about $100,000. The armored truck had stopped at 79th Street and Capitol. According to law enforcement, several men in bulletproof vests walked up armed and robbed the armored truck. Police do not have any suspects in custody. Right now, police are investigating a security officer for his involvement in a shooting. This occurred on duty at an apartment complex in Minneapolis. Not many details there, but we'll bring you more as we receive it. Coming out of Bakersfield, the Bakersfield police themselves have hired private security to patrol parts of impacted areas of the city that have been impacted by crime. The Bakersfield City Council approved the agreement with a private security company called City Guard. They will have 9 unarmed patrol officers patrolling various areas of the city in vehicles and on foot. The $1.1 million agreement will focus on preventing crimes like theft and vandalism in retail areas, allowing for BPD to focus on criminal investigations and more serious crimes. In Long Island, New York, South Huntington School Board voted this past week to hire armed security officers. They will not patrol inside schools, but they would rather be patrolling the exterior areas, the parking lots, and keeping control on all persons entering the property. This will be at an annual cost of $750,000. According to the South Huntington School District, there are seven schools and 8 buildings involved, so it's quite a substantial contract. A stolen car, a store security officer, and an alert cop quickly helps lead to an arrest. In Alameda, California, a suspected shoplifter mistakes leaving his stolen getaway car running in a no parking zone at an Alameda South Shore Center. That's when police patrolling saw the vehicle and a person dashing from a store with a security guard close behind on their heels. The Alameda police officer at 10:15 a.m. jumped from her vehicle. The car was idling, and the officer quickly was able to detain the shoplifter along with the security officer. Three Mobile, Alabama teens faced felony charges after a school student became sick. School resource officer responded to an ill student and found that it was connected to an overdose of drug-laced candy. That investigation revealed that a 15-year-old working in a drive-thru at a fast food restaurant had photographed 19 customer credit cards and then purchased that drug online, THC-laced candy. Now, three juveniles and an adult all face criminal charges. We just told you that New York City is another one of those cities that are hiring private security to help patrol many areas. Mayor Eric Adams announced Friday that he's applauding a Bronx group of merchants who also say they're fed up with crime, shoplifters taking over the store. So they, too, have hired security officers to patrol Fordham Road shopping area. While, according to the mayor, the security officers do not have the authority to arrest, they do have the authority to detain and prosecute suspects. Right now, the unarmed five-person security team is charged with monitoring the busy shopping area along Fordham Road. And according to the mayor, there are other areas of the city that are following suit. Again, unarmed security is not wise, but it is being used more often than armed. A gang out of Illinois didn't get away with a burglary and a felony theft at the River Chase Galleria in Hoover, Alabama. It seems the four Illinois men came down from Illinois to Alabama specifically to break into the River Chase Galleria and the high-end store. According to police, the alarm was triggered and police responded. By the time officers had the mall surrounded, they were able to escape, but not for long. Troopers in Kentucky, several hours away along Interstate 65, spotted the wanted vehicle, began a pursuit, and eventually captured the four men inside who all face multiple felony charges. A Houston security officer was fatally struck by a school bus this past week. According to Houston police, a security officer at the Istanbul Event Center and Raindrop Turkish House on West Belfort Avenue was behind the bus as the bus was dropping off kids. The bus suddenly began backing up without warning, striking the security officer, whose name has not been released at this moment. In Thunder Bay, police and security officers trying to break up a disorderly crowd were assaulted and injured. This occurred at a hotel. The security officer began escorting unwanted people off the premises after a disturbance when they began assaulting him. Officers arriving on the scene were also assaulted. They all faced multiple felonies. Police have also arrested another man for assaulting a security officer. This occurred in New York. Police there say that they responded to Franklin High School where a fight had ensued. Police say a security officer was injured and had to be taken to a hospital. Also in New York, two other people were arrested for an altercation with a Pelham High School security officer. Village of Pelham police responded to the fight at the high school and middle school campus. According to police, an altercation occurred when the security officer intervened. He was assaulted. Ambulances had to be called. An Ohio shoplifter with a knife has been shot by police. This happened in Macedonia, Ohio. Security attempted to stop a shoplifter at the Burlington store. Police were called. When they arrived, the suspect had a knife. A struggle ensued. The man was shot. His name has not been revealed at this time. A Chicago Transit security team began a widespread spring sweep of transit property, evicting homeless persons for trespassing, and that caused an uproar with some community activists. Chicago CTA Transit security officers said that they were making sweeps of transit property, evicting homeless persons from loitering, sleeping, and essentially living in CTA transit stations and cars. However, during the sweep, they say that they were harassed by activists and others in the area. MTA says this is private property and that they have had a long-standing rule not to allow people to trespass on their property, especially those like homeless who would cause a disturbance, urinate and defecate in public. The security officers will continue the sweeps, they say, until all have left their property. Tennessee House Bill HB0127 will allow school security officers to use handcuffs in emergency situations. Security officers will be allowed to handcuff juveniles during any type of disturbance, violence, or emergency that warrants the students to be restrained. Currently, they are not allowed to use any mechanical device to detain anyone, any student, on property. Orlando bar owners are pushing back on proposed ordinances that would call for adding more security. Currently, a number of cities have enacted similar ordinances that require that nightclubs that stay open have more security officers at night. Orlando ordinance would also provide security rules and safety rules. According to the ordinance, it requires that all bars staying open past midnight have armed security or law enforcement, metal detectors, and ID scanners. They say it is not necessary, but we'll see. A security officer was assaulted at a Bronx, New York discount store as he tried to stop men stealing a microwave. Unidentified group of individuals entered the store located at 700 Exterior Street, immediately going for a microwave and trying to exit the store. When the security agent tried to stop him, they say that he began being assaulted. Police have not made any arrests. Remember, you can always check out all of our breaking news at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when I come back, we're going to talk about why. Why would anyone want to be a police or security officer in this day and time? We'll be right back. Are you looking for the finest private security officer training in the Charlotte metropolitan area? Do you need PPS qualifications in armed or unarmed training? Or maybe you're over there across the line in South Carolina and you need the SLED training. Well, we've got the right training at the right time for you. Premier Training Academy, located at 5624 Executive Center Drive, Suite 142 in Metropolitan Charlotte, North Carolina. Give them a call today, 704-806-4933. They also offer firearms training, personal protection, first aid and CPR, and so much more. Call John at 704-806-4933.
Spice or Mojo or just Joe. It's the new most popular drug. It looks harmless and sounds fun, but it's not. Spice is made in filthy conditions. There is no recipe. It's made with anything that can soak up chemicals. It's treated with roach spray or rat poison. It's illegal because it's poisonous. Our hospitals are flooded with its victims. It can cause a lethal medical emergency such as seizures, convulsions, violence toward others, psychosis, and even sudden death. Don't be fooled. Spice kills.
We scratch our heads almost every day and wonder, why would anyone want to be a police officer or even work in security these days? There's very little appreciation. There are many people who are against anyone wearing a badge or a uniform regardless. In recent weeks, park rangers in several cities have come under attack for no other reason than they represented authority. Over the years, there have been numerous stories told and written about why people take up the cause, take up the position in law enforcement. A few have even given their own stories about why they became private security officers. I recently read a story. It was talking about a friend of the writer. Their son had recently graduated from the police academy and was very excited. The man asked his friend, why would your son want to be a police officer? And he said, well, somebody's got to do it, which of course, that's true. But why? Why would anyone want to wear a badge of any type these days or a uniform? Certainly, we need those protectors out there, whether they are public or private. But anyone who's ever worked around law enforcement, anyone who's ever worn a badge or a uniform, anyone who's ever had any type of authority, even first responders who are firefighters and EMS are experiencing over the last 5 or 6 years the same disgust as law enforcement and security. Sir Robert Peel, the father of modern policing, created the Metropolitan Police Service in London in 1829, solidifying police work as an ethical and honorable profession. And I would say the same would be for private security. It's definitely a calling, it's ethical, and it's an honorable profession. Even in this day and time, when we see so much negative about law enforcement and private security. Sir Robert Peel said the goal of policing, and I would say security, is to prevent crime, not catch criminals. An effective police department has low arrest rates, he said, because their communities have low crime rates. To prevent crime, the police, and I would say security, must earn the public's respect and their support. Citizens share the responsibility of preventing crime as well. If they were volunteer members of the police force, it might help for them to understand more about policing. I have often mentioned that you should invite your client to patrol with you on one night. Learn what's happening on their property. Learn the duties and roles that your company, your security officers are providing. The police must respect the community and the principles, earn the public's support and respect. I have always taught my employees, and I have always taught others in the classroom, that you must earn respect and support. If you do this one thing and nothing else, you will have the cooperation and support of the community that you're trying to protect. Police earn, and I would say security, good reputations by enforcing the rules and the laws impartially with an even hand. When you're hiring officers, public or private, you want them to reflect and represent the community when possible. You want them to understand that they are there to serve and protect, not to rule the roost. Three core principles. Peel and his policing commissioners established 9 policing principles that are still in use today, and I believe that these also carry over to private security. Number one, prevent crime and disorder as an alternative to their repression by military forces and illegal punishments. We need to always remember that our job is to do everything according to the rules, the laws, being mindful and respectful. Number two, we need to recognize always that the power of the police, and I would say security, is to fulfill the functions and duties for which they've been hired for, dependent on public approval of their existence, actions, and behavior. Remember, you're working for a client. If you don't do what they want you to do, they don't approve. And if your customers, clients, staff are not happy with you, then you're probably not going to be there very long either. Number three, recognize always that to secure and maintain the respect and approval of the public means also securing the willing cooperation of the public in the task of securing observation of law. We need to have cooperation to do our job. Otherwise, we have civil unrest, as we're seeing right now across the country. Number four, we need to recognize always the extent to which the cooperation of the public can be secured, and we need to understand the necessity of the use of physical force and compulsion, and to make sure that the public understands why it was necessary. Number five, to seek and always preserve public favor. If we don't have their favor, if we don't have the favor of the client, their staff, their customers, we don't have a job. Number six, to use physical force only when the exercise of persuasion, advice, and warning is found to be insufficient to obtain public cooperation. Reasonable and minimal is the key to force. Number seven, to maintain at all times a relationship with the public that gives reality to the historic tradition that the police are the public and the public are the police. And the same holds true for private security. Number eight, to recognize always the need for strict adherence to police executive functions and to refrain from even seeming to over justify or over exclude or over take on power that you don't have. We have to be aware of everything that we do, and we have to do it in a measured manner, even if you are private security. Number nine, we need to recognize always that the test of police efficiency is the absence of crime and disorder, and not the visible evidence of police action in dealing with them. Simply put, I want you to understand that if we're doing our job correctly, we're going to have the people on our side. Not every person is going to love you, but you should be able to gain the respect from the majority. If we're doing our job, the use of force should be seldom, and when done so, it needs to be minimal. Minimal. Unfortunately, we continue to see situations with law enforcement and private security, with over 200 arrests of security officers for murder, aggravated assault, attempted murder. Something's not right there. We're not training. We're not supervising. Security officers and law enforcement are not understanding who they are and who they work for. Simply put, there will always be some form of crime and crime elements. On every property that you go to, on every job assignment that you take, And we cannot afford to lose the trust of the public or the respect or the assistance. Last week in Utah, a police officer going to an apartment for a disturbance was fired upon by two people. He was all alone. He was hit multiple times. It was the civilians of the apartments who came out armed and surrounded the police officer to protect him until other officers could arrive. It was the civilians who put a tourniquet on his leg to stop the bleeding while other police and EMS could get there. And even after police arrived, it was still the civilians, a female and two males that were armed, that surrounded the officers and kept watch of an apartment where police believe more armed suspects were there. And every week, I see news articles and videos of how civilians stopped to aid the police. And I can tell you time and time again where civilians have come to the aid of unarmed and armed security personnel. But if they don't like you, and if you're always trying to be the big guy, and you're always threatening them with enforcement of one type or the other, there's a saying in law enforcement training and security. There are several, actually. You can enforce the law to the letter. You can enforce every single rule in that apartment complex, every single city, county, and state law on the book by the letter. If it's a law, you can enforce it. Or you can enforce the law and the rules by the spirit, which means you can understand. You can take things into consideration. Okay, well, he didn't really mean to do that. If it's a minor offense, we can go with verbal or written warnings. Have a heart. Be understanding. Be sympathetic and empathetic. And as you are seeing with law enforcement across the nation, they are doing that. Just yesterday in Georgia, outside of Atlanta, a police officer stopped behind a stranded vehicle out of gas. Another person went to a nearby gas station to get gas for that driver. Together, the police officer and that civilian put the gas into the vehicle, but it wasn't enough to get started and get on the way. So that person went back to the gas station and got more. In the meantime, the police officer pushed the vehicle about a block down the street and into the gas station. He didn't have to. He could have called a wrecker. Hey, you're blocking traffic. You're impeding traffic. That's against the law. He could have called a wrecker, cost that driver a couple hundred dollars for what? To prove a point? No. He pushed the vehicle. And we see this all the time. Live PD, that was a great example of police really doing heroic things, life-saving measures, and just everyday simple stuff that police do. Security officers also do the same thing. That's why over the last year, I've asked all of you to send us photos, to send us videos. Show us what you're doing so we can show others. We have a large platform that we can get the news out to not only the public, but to the media, law enforcement, and many others in the community. We need to really take a look at why it is we got into the business. Do we just need a paycheck? Is it maybe a step forward into a career? Many police officers have retired and left the force, and they have gotten into private security. Some have started their own security companies. We need to look at ourselves in this day and time and understand if we're going to be in this profession, for whatever reason that you might have, you must do it honorably. You must do it even-handedly. You must do it compassionately. Please send us your emails at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, your photos, your videos. We really do want to highlight you and all the good that you do. That's going to do it for this episode of the Private Officer Beat Radio. Until the next time, y'all be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you back here on the radio.